Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It's the 13th day of May, 2021. Today I want to talk about birthdays. You're talking about taking your boy to see the Bengals and the Packers. I'm sure that'll be a memorable birthday for him. Do you have any memorable birthdays that you can remember as a kid that stood out, or even as a young adult? And I include that because my 21st birthday was off the charts, so I'll tell you about that in a minute, but I remember one other birthday particularly well when I was growing up, too, and that was my 12th birthday, and I remember that is because that's the only time I ever had a party,
okay,
had a birthday party,
all right,
with a bunch of my friends,
okay,
six or seven friends, and we had a bowling party. And we did, you know, when we did the...
Went bowling.
Went to bowling and had a good time and then back to my house and cake and ice cream and the whole nine. But that was fun. And, but that was like the only time I ever had a party. My 21st birthday...
Why was that the only time you had a party?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because my parents didn't throw me birthday parties.
Okay.
You know? It's almost like mandatory now, but...
Don't have to tell me.
I mean, back then, it was just, you know, mom and dad.
Right.
You have cake and ice cream or whatever, but you don't have a party with all your little friends. But anyway, my 21st birthday, I was actually in Florida. One of my good friends growing up got married the day after my birthday, and she had moved to Florida shortly after high school, and so she invited us, myself and others, friends of ours, to the wedding, of course, and, you know, it's a girl I went to grade school with and known her for a long time, and she just happened to be getting married on the 28th of March, which was a Saturday, so the 27th, my birthday, was rehearsal dinner and all that kind of stuff, so we got down there. We drove straight through, me and two other friends of mine drove straight through in my buddy's car that he had for like 2 weeks. He just got this car, and we drove down to Florida straight through, got there Friday morning, and then Friday night, and you know, and I just turned 21, so we had this, when we first got to Florida, we stopped. I bought beer for everybody because I could, you know.
Right.
I'm like, go ahead, card me.
Right, please
and,
card me.
Yeah, that was one of my first nights in a club, you know, legitimate club.
Sure.
It was off the charts. Had a ball. And then the next day did the wedding, the whole thing. Sunday, relaxed, and began the drive home, back home on Monday. It was a long, short weekend. But it was epic. Very fun. Never forget it.
It's funny. I do not remember where I was on my 21st birthday to be able to legally drink. Actually, growing up in Colorado, when I was going to high school, it was an 18-21 state. So when you're 18, 3-2 beer or whatever, you could go to, after the Gold Rush was the big bars that kids hung out, dance club. Drinking beer, 18-21 in Colorado when I was living there. So I guess maybe I kind of experienced that a little bit in life. But
when I was 18, the drinking age in Wisconsin was 18.
Sure.
So you used to come up here. But the crowd at those clubs was really young, too.
Oh, sure.
So this was kind of like my first, and you know, if you want to use the word adult.
Adult,
you know what I mean?
Venture.
You know, where you had actually older people in there and stuff.
But
I've been to clubs before, mostly in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because I don't remember any, like, milestone birthdays, per se, like turning 21, turning 30. You know, we had a big celebration for Mrs. Rookie for her 50th and our 20th anniversary kind of coinciding together and all that stuff. But birthdays as a kid, living in Minnesota at the time before we moved to Colorado, my parents always gave me a choice because my birthday is on December 15th. You can have a party with your friends, or your dad can take you to a North Stars game.
Mm-hmm.
And unwaveringly, every year, if that's the word it is now in sports, never wavered. Every year, hockey game. Mm-hmm. They didn't even need to ask. Take me to a North Stars game. And I was, you know, couldn't wait. That was the big thing. And the very first game, my first memory of going to a North Stars game, and I remember it well, is my dad must have spoiled me or something because I got a tummy ache. They played the Toronto Maple Leafs, lost 4-1. J.P. Parisi scored a late goal on a slap shot just inside the blue line, and everybody started chanting, Jeep, Jeep. That was short for J.P. Parisi. Jeep, and I didn't know. I'm like, why are they booing him? And my dad explained that they're chanting Jeep. And I threw up in between one of the periods. And I remember my dad in the bathroom stall with me as I'm barfing. And,
too much cake and ice cream,
too much candy, or just if I was really getting a bug. But we didn't leave. We stayed for the entire game. And it was great. And I just remember every year for my birthday going to a North Stars game. In case people haven't noticed, over the years listening to the podcast or our show, I'm a hockey nut through and through.
Right.
That's my game. And everything, you know, when I was a youth, everything revolved around hockey. That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of bled over to the birthday that I was given a choice. And it was undoubtedly the answer
was going to be go to the game. I always wanted to go to a Bulls game on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Or it turned out that a lot of times around my birthday, the Globetrotters were in town.
Oh, sure.
And I always wanted to go see the Globetrotters, but I never did get a chance to do that. And I thought of hockey games, too. My first hockey game, though, I drove myself to. My dad was not a huge hockey fan. I loved the Hawks when I was a little kid. I used to beg him to take me to games, but he never, I don't know if he didn't want to go, whatever the kid.
Right.
And he used to tell me, he's like the trainer of the Blackhawks at the time was a college, I don't know, buddies, if that's the right word, but he knew the trainer from college at Indiana. And I'm like, well, just call the guy. I mean, come on. And he just never did. So one of the first things I did.
Because tickets were pretty easy to get in your day, right, growing up. They weren't very good, right?
Well,
or were they easier to get?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they had their moments. My first memories of them, they were pretty good. Then they had some lean years for sure. But yeah, probably right. They probably weren't sold out every night, you know. But for whatever reason, he never took us to hockey games. So when I got my driver's license, one of the first things I did was go to a Hawks game.
Yeah.
And that was the first game I ever went to. And I started going on a regular basis after that. But
well, hopefully, I don't know if we're going full circle on this or not. Hopefully this will be a special birthday present for Jackson when we travel to Cincinnati to see the Packers
and
the Bengals play. I think he'll be pretty excited about that.
I'm sure it will be. One for the books. A lifetime memory, I'm sure. And if today's your birthday, happy birthday, and hopefully you're making lifetime memories. Or tomorrow or anytime soon. You can join us, and we'll wish you a happy birthday on the air. Why not give us a call on the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.